from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says drivers see it at least once every winter. Other drivers who didn't leave themselves time to clear the snow off their vehicles.
And their vehicle becomes what we call a portable snowstorm.
So as the car moves along, the snow blows off onto vehicles behind it, sometimes blinding those drivers.
It's discourteous. It's on the brink of being dangerous. We would rather motorists take that extra time for their own safety and the safety of other motorists.
While you're sweeping the snow away, let your defroster clear the windows and make sure headlights and tail lights are clear of snow, too. Timmins Public Works is looking into why the material used to mark out bike lanes along Terrio Boulevard and Jubilee Avenue started peeling off shortly after being applied. There's no urgency because the lanes are closed from November 1st to April 30th for snow plowing season. Public Works Director Ken Kersell says that space is used to store snow that is later picked up. It's especially useful on Jubilee.
There's not a lot of room on the boulevard between the curb and the sidewalk. So this extra meter and a half gives us that flexibility to have a place for the snowbank that we can then pick up.
Over the winter, a decision will be made whether the thermal sheets used for the bike lanes will be replaced or repaired. Nothing will come out of your water pipes in Porcupine east of Ferguson Road on Monday. The city will shut off the water at about 9 that morning for a valve repair. It's not expected to go back on until 5 that afternoon. Once it is back on, a boil water advisory is in effect until testing shows it's safe. You should bring it to a rolling boil for about 1 minute before drinking it or cooking with it. The province is injecting money into hospitals and healthcare facilities, $182 million worth. It will go to 131 Ontario hospitals and 65 other facilities for upgrades, like fixing or replacing roofs, windows, fire alarms, and backup generators. The Ford government says the money will help build capacity and end hallway health care. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock are in Hearst tonight for the latest chapter in the battle for first place in the East Division of the NOJHL. The Rocks skate into the Claude LaRose Arena, a single point ahead of the Jacks. The game starts at 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.